When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year, that's just $50 total, at monarch.com with code BUDGET. That's monarch.com, promo code BUDGET.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome in. A very happy Friday to you now. Here we are, May 17th. It is Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by as we are getting ready for an absolutely loaded weekend across the world of sports. We've got a major championship in golf going on right now. We have arrest reports. Don't even ask. Unbelievable story coming out of Louisville there at the PGA Championship. But we also have the second leg of the Triple Crown. The Preakness is taking place at Pimlico in Maryland tomorrow. So we'll talk to our friends from the Daily Racing Forum in just a bit here. We'll get their thoughts on what's happening. And you mix in Game 7 this weekend in the NBA, possibly another Game 7. We've got a closeout game. We've got a little something for everybody here, including tonight, where the New York Knicks will have an opportunity to close it out against the Indiana Pacers on the road. Indiana has been phenomenal at home this postseason, 5-0 at home here. In fact, the winner of every game pretty much has been the home team in this series. The Knicks have handled business at the Garden. Indiana has handled business at home. Does that mean we're going to get a Game 7 back at Madison Square Garden on Sunday? Could very well be, because, man, oh, man, Denver decided that they would much rather have a Game 7 at home last night against Minnesota. Could we see the same thing happen here with the Pacers and the Knicks? We'll have much more on this game coming up. We also have Game 6s tonight in the NHL. How about them Florida Panthers, who unfortunately blew a huge opportunity a couple of nights ago in Game 5 with an opportunity to close the door on the Bruins up 3-1. But give credit to Boston. They held on for a 2-1 win, and it is now 3-2 in favor of the Florida Panthers. They'll be in Boston here tonight. That game coming up at the top of the hour. Another situation where if the Panthers don't close the door, well, the Bruins will be more than happy to try and get back to Sunrise, Florida for a Game 7. So that is going to be a big, big topic of discussion here coming up on Game Time Decisions. And then, of course, after that, Colorado, the Avs, can they muster up another win against Dallas and take it to a Game 7 with the Dallas Stars up 3-2 in this one? Colorado had been absolutely amazing at home all year long, right up, well, until they basically played the Dallas Stars this series. So they got one on the road. Can they get one at home and force a game seven? There is nothing like it in all of sports. The urgency, the playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs, games, closeout games, six and seven. In the NBA, there is just nothing like it, especially when you have teams that, you know, everything goes, right? They're laying it all out because they know there is no tomorrow. Anything can happen. And I'm looking forward to these two games here tonight, not to mention a full loaded slate of Major League Baseball on tap for us here tonight. All 30 teams in action. We already have a game finished, as I'm sure you watched the good old Coast to Coast and our friend Scotty Farrell, because he must have been jumping up and down watching Paul Skeens pitch for his Pittsburgh Pirates today. They handled business against the Cubs. Skeens, six innings, 11 strikeouts. So those that had the K-prop over, congratulations. Something tells me very quickly the books are going to adjust to Paul Skeens pitching, and you'd be hard-pressed to find anything less than 9.5 strikeouts every time he takes the mound. But the Pirates get it done. We do have the Phillies looking to get it done against the Nats. That's coming up this hour. Phillies sending Zach Wheeler to the mound, taking on Irving for Washington. $2.50 favorite are the Philadelphia Phillies in that one. And how about the Yankees? Two of the hottest teams in Major League Baseball. And don't laugh. Well, yes, the Yankees are certainly one of them. How about the White Sox? They are no joke. The White Sox have now, over the last month, become the most profitable team to bet on in Major League Baseball. Now, a lot of that has to do is because they're $2 underdogs in just about every game. And if you put together a winning streak, you become very profitable very quickly. But the Yankees headed into Minnesota to take on a team that won 17 out of their last 19 games, and they outscored them 14-1 in a three-game set. So the Yankees playing some amazing baseball. Clevinger on the mound, taking on good old nasty Nestor Cortez. And that one, another $3 favorite here, is what the New York Yankees are listed at. Good one in Baltimore with the Mariners and the Orioles. Looking forward to this one because I love the pitching battle here tonight. Miller on the mound for Seattle, and John Means, the old lefty there, who's got a couple of starts under his belt now after coming off a year of surgery. He's already won himself a game. Both of these guys can strike guys out. They can miss barrels. And runs may very well be hard to come by in this game, as the Orioles at Camden laying a $1.35 in that one. Love the pitcher's battle in there. And what are we going to get from Chris Bassitt tonight? It's a question that even the Toronto Blue Jays are probably asking, as the Tampa Bay Rays are at the Rogers Center here tonight. And usually Chris Bassitt has been a pretty good bet at home. On the road, not so much. But at home, he's been pretty decent. Taking on the rookie there, Alexander, for the Rays. We'll see if they can get the bats going early and often in that one. And speaking of the Yankees just steamrolling the Twins over this the last couple of days, while the Twins are like, thank goodness we can get away from the Yankees, now they're going to take on the Guardians, who have had a hard time scoring like the Yankees just did. But the Guardians at Progressive Field here, they are a slight favorite of minus 125 there. McKenzie going for the Guardians. S. Woods Richardson for the Twins, the rookie there who's been really good. Some late money pouring in on the Twins in this one. So we'll keep an eye on that. And speaking of rookie pitchers, anybody check this kid Scott out for the New York Mets? Have you seen him throw yet? This kid is the real deal, and there is a lot of hype surrounding him. You wouldn't know it in New York because, well, let's face it, it's the Mets and nobody really talks about them. But they are taking on the Marlins in South Beach here tonight. The Marlins with a day off yesterday. Luzardo back in action after missing a couple of starts there because of a little discomfort in the arm, but a rehab start later. He is ready to go and take on that Mets lineup. The Mets, of course, extra inning winner yesterday over the Philadelphia Phillies. And now their rookie phenom, this kid Scott, showing up here tonight against a very poor Marlins lineup, should be able to handle business there. And then, of course, the Braves at home taking on the Padres. Does anybody want to get in front of Max Fried? I wouldn't suggest it. But the Padres, who somehow or another got swept by the Colorado Rockies, Waldron's on the mound, and along with a lineup of relievers and bullpen guys, taking on that Braves lineup. So we'll also have Royals and Athletics with Cole Reagans going tonight. And that is your 7 o'clock hour. We'll have more on some of the late.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Games starting in the 8 p.m. Eastern time start. We'll talk about those coming up a little bit later. So I guess you can say we have our hands full here on Game Time Decisions. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, PGA championship, and of course, tons of Major League Baseball, and we have got you covered. So come back and join us. Game Time Decisions here on a grid just getting started. Come on back and join us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. We are loaded with action here tonight. You got to love playoff basketball in the association. And the New York Knicks have an opportunity to put away the Indiana Pacers, but they'll have to do it, well, in a place that they haven't been able to win yet, and that is on the road here. And Coach James Young stepping up here, and tonight it's nice, Coach, because we're talking Knicks fans got to be very happy here. We're talking about the Knicks closing out the second round of a playoff series with an opportunity to make it to the conference finals. Certainly doesn't happen often, or at least it hasn't anyway. So exciting time, but the question remains, they're getting five and a half. Nobody cares about covering. Are they going to win outright here tonight, Coach?
I think so. And it's amazing, Joe. Good to be on with you as always. You know, there was a story in New York Post, a local newspaper here up in New York City, about Jalen Brunson. And it's how this kid's wired. When he lost his state championship his junior year, his screenshot on his phone was a dejected look on his face, and he kept it on for the entire year. What also happened is we found out that he has had game six against Miami in his head, a series that he was arguably, him or Jimmy Butler, the best player on the floor that series. But he didn't play well down the stretch in game six, and he kind of has that in his head. I think this is all about how can the Knicks survive early. You saw last night, right? Minnesota up 17 at the end of the first quarter. Indiana's going to throw that knockout punch early. If New York can weather the storm, and I think they will, I like the Knicks plus a 5.5 because I think it's one of two ways, Joe, and you've seen it. It's either going to be a blowout Indiana or Knicks win close. I don't think this is a game three. This is either game four in that situation. Indiana's got to blow them out early and keep the pressure on. I don't think they do it. I think New York beats them up on the boards. They make it a street fight. And if Indiana does that, that means they can't get out of transition. Knicks cover the spread, and they win outright.
Well, speaking of boards, I mean, the 30-point blowout in the last game had a lot to do with a 2-1 advantage there for the Knicks on the boards. It was something they made a point of dominating. They did, and it kind of threw Indiana for a loop. So tonight, when you look at this game, certainly Indiana is going to make an adjustment. Carlisle is a fantastic coach. They're going to do their best here to make sure that doesn't happen again. But if it does, who are you focusing in on the boards here tonight? Hartenstein, who's going to get the rebounds for the Knicks?
Well, if I think the Knicks are going to win the game and be in the game, it's really about the rebounding of three people in particular. It's Hartenstein, it's Precious Achiuwa, and it's Josh Hart. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take Isaiah Hartenstein to go over 8.5 points. See, what happens if you understand the Knicks' style is, and by the way, he's under the last three games, but eight of the previous 11, he was over this. If the Knicks make this a street fight, you saw Isaiah Hartenstein get 5 offensive rebounds in the first quarter. The most dangerous shot for the Knicks is O-board, kick out 3. I think Indiana gets really concerned about this. So now the O-board should be Hartenstein finish, couple of push shots, secretly good free throw shooter, no Mitchell Robinson, got to play big minutes. Isaiah Hartenstein over 8.5 points.
You mentioned Precious Achiuwa too, and I looking back at some of his numbers here today, Coach, if he's playing, he's usually getting over his rebound prop. I mean, he's good for 5 boards a game here, and you know, you said it all centers around 3 guys. They're going to use him if he's going to get some minutes. There's a few guys you'd want to target for rebounds there. What about points in the Knicks here? Was there anybody? Is DiVincenzo going to carry the load? Is it Brunson as usual? Who's the point getter for the Knicks tonight?
I think it's going to be Brunson. You'll see New York trying to run multiple actions, get switches on him to get Brunson involved. I wonder if you're Rick Carlisle, you may go, you know what? Anybody but Brunson. So if you see that happen early on, maybe jump to the assist prop over 6.5 at minus 142 on FanDuel. That could be the play because I think they want to get the ball out of his hands. Also, if you look at Precious Achiuwa, if you can find it, folks, it's not on FanDuel, but other sites will have it. Look for Princess Achiuwa points props. 4.5 over 3 of the last 4 games. 5 out of 7 versus Indiana. 2 games during the regular season. 12.5, 9.5. Big minutes. You talk about Precious rebounds. I think he has a couple of cheap baskets over 4.5 points for Precious Achiuwa. Go dig and find it.
Oh, love that. Absolutely. All right. And then when we look at Indiana, of course, Halliburton has got to be better. They all have to be better than they were in that last game. But Siakam seems to be a head scratcher. Do you go points with him? No Anunoby. You know, usually that means more points for him. But how are you approaching his prop market here tonight?
I think the way you attack Pascal Siakam is, I think Pascal Siakam's got to be a facilitator. This is someone that when he was with Toronto, this is where he's at his best. Now, it was over 2.5 assists at minus 154. It has now moved in the last couple hours. Now on FanDuel, so just shop around, folks. You want to do it. If you want 2.5, it's minus 165 at MGM. If you want to go FanDuel over 3.5 at plus 126. This is a guy that has not hit it the last 4 games. But before that, 5 out of the last 6. If you look at the head-to-head matchup versus the Knicks, he has covered, like I said, last 4 hasn't covered, but he covered in 7 of the previous 9. He's got to be a facilitator. I like this FanDuel over 3.5 at plus money. I think he just gets there to 4, Joe.
I see a path for both these teams, the Knicks to win, the Pacers to win. I don't see this thing staying under tonight, Coach. Do you?
No, I think this game's going to get up and down. Here's the thing. Number one, you have to look at the total being at 218.5. Now it's down to 215.5. That's perfect. I think they still run. And with the Knicks having 2 days off and Deuce McBride into the starting lineup, that's a more propensity for the Knicks to run. Take the over in the game tonight.
Yes, they can buy Caitlin Clark a drink with those 9 points last night for giving him that extra day off. Coach James Young, Coach. We'll be back in Time Decisions here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. It is Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. A very happy Friday to you. Loaded slate, not just today, but all weekend long. Got so much going on, including NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball. Throw in the second leg of the Triple Crown races and a championship major week here in golf. We got ourselves a handful here. And Adam Kaufman knows that as he is stepping in here on Game Time Decisions. And quite the night, to say the least here, Adam, especially for the Boston native there. You got a lot going on here. You've got, I'm pretty sure, the Celtics might as well take a cruise because they're not playing anybody anytime soon. But the Bruins tonight here, too, taking on my Panthers. Six games. I think if you and I, when we talked before the series, we thought 6 games is probably right for whoever wins it. Are you still in that? You still in that mindset?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'd like to see 7 at this point because my guys trail your guys, and it's an elimination game. But look, I'm not betting a side in this one, and if I were to, it would be the Panthers. I would have said going into the series, I did say going into the series to whoever would listen, that the Panthers were the better team. Now, I don't think it's a dramatic, overwhelming difference, but if you were to say, okay, which of these two teams has the edge against the other one, it would be Florida to me. Now, that being said, Brad Marchand back in the lineup for Boston, at least we assume at this point in time, and that has to be a help after he missed the last game, even though the Bruins did win that in low-scoring fashion. Jeremy Swayman, I do think, has been the best goaltender in the series. It hasn't always shown statistically, but he has really stood on his head. He just hasn't received too much help defensively in front of him, so we'll see what tonight brings in that respect, but yeah, there are just so many different narratives to it. Obviously, Boston trying to force the game 7, maybe even come all the way back and win the series like Florida did against Boston in round 1 last year, coming back from down 3-1 to win. You got Jim Montgomery potentially coaching for his job, a potential Boston, New York conference final, if the Bruins can do the unthinkable, which, you know, we could have Boston, New York in the conference finals of both of these, you know, winter sports here in the springtime, NBA and NHL. So it's cool. There's like you said, there is a lot going on, even right down to the Preakness.
Yeah, a little something for everybody here this weekend for sure. Keeping it in the Boston area, our Red Sox taking on Tampa Bay here tonight. And to me, the Red Sox have a distinct starting pitching advantage here with Bello on the mound. I don't trust either lineup very much, but I certainly feel like I don't have a problem backing the Red Sox early in this one.
Yeah, that's why I have bet the Red Sox money line first five as well as full game. I have faith in Brian Bayo to go out. I've bet the over on his K prop. It's not high. I think when I saw it earlier, maybe it was 4.5, if I remember that right. Bet a lot of different K props today, so it's hard to keep them straight. But I'm pretty sure that Bayo was at 4.5. And yeah, I agree with you. I just think that there's a clear starting advantage. Bayo has certainly been the stronger of the two pitchers this year. The Red Sox kind of, you know, gave yesterday's away, but now you have a good opportunity against the Cardinals. And I agree with you. I think Boston gets the job done. Maybe even a Boston parlay tonight. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, that's there are worse things to have here tonight than those two lineups trying to score runs, which I just don't see happening. And what about the
and
Knicks?
I did bet the under to that very point.
Yeah, absolutely. First five and full game. I'm with you. Now that you just said it, I have entirely too many bets in this Red Sox Cardinals game. Talk to me about the Knicks and Pacers here tonight. Which way are you leaning?
Well, I'm inclined to take New York with the points. I think it's going to be a close game. It would be worth a sprinkle on the money line at basically 2-1. So, you know, selfishly, if we're putting betting aside, I would like the Pacers to win tonight just so we get a game seven. I think this series has been so much fun. I would love to see a seventh game coming up here. While the Celtics, like you noted, are off until Tuesday. Either way, they've got plenty of time to just sort of digest this thing. But as far as bets go, the biggest bet that I have made on this game, I played the over at 215. There were some 215 and a halves out there. I know a skeptic may look at that and say, you know, they haven't cleared this number each of the last two games. It's been a little lower scoring, whereas they cleared them each of the previous games in the series. The reason I believe it hasn't happened the last two is we've seen massive blowouts, one for the Knicks, one for the Pacers. I think we get a close game tonight. It's going to keep it tight. It's going to keep the scoring moving. We know that the Pacers are going to keep the, pun intended, pace up, and I think we're going to get a lot of points.
You heard it here. Points are coming. Adam Kaufman, we appreciate it, man. Cash those tickets. GTD continues next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here, the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri, and we're getting ready for first pitches here in just about 10, 15 minutes here. Nationals and Phillies will kick off the night slate. Again, we already had one game in the books here with the Pirates taking it to the Cubs at Wrigley. 9-3 was the final there with Paul Skenes, the rookie phenom of the Pirates, number one draft pick. Went six innings, 11 Ks, and walked just one. So needless to say, I don't know that this kid is going to be sneaking up on anybody in the marketplace or any lineups anytime soon. So Pirates get it done, 9-3. Phillies getting ready to take on the Nats here. And anybody want to lay $2, $3 with Zach Wheeler? Yeah, no, not even me. Not with against the Nationals here at all. But plenty of baseball. Plenty of basketball, and Mark Zinno certainly ready to roll here tonight. And it was funny, we were just talking, Zin, like this kid Skenes, I think his K prop today was obnoxiously low. He strikes out 11. I don't think we're going to be able to see him less than 8.5 strikeouts a game anytime soon here. The kid's got great stuff. I mean, what can you say? The question is not about Kenny, but how long Willie, and how long will they leave him out here in these spots moving forward?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, look, full disclosure. I talked this morning about Skenes going under his outs prop at 14.5, knowing he was on a pitch count, right? Like, he's not going to go much past 90 pitches in any given start. And if he's not throwing a no-hitter, he doesn't go out there for the sixth inning of that game, right? Like, he just – it flat out doesn't. If he had given up a hit, he would have been yanked after five. There's no doubt about it in my mind. So from that standpoint, I think, you know, they're so overcautious with him, especially since he throws so hard, that they don't want to sit there and overdo it to start this thing. They've got to stretch him out for about a month or so with these short starts until they start pushing him closer to 100 pitches. I mean, he threw 100 today, but again, that's because he had a no-hitter. If he had given up a hit in the second inning, I guarantee you after 85, 90 pitches, no matter what the situation was, he was getting yanked. So it's just one of those things that you have to kind of figure out start to start. And if he's getting hit around a little bit, the leash may be even shorter.
Yeah. Well, the market's certainly not going to give you that kind of value anytime soon with this kid until he gets roughed up the first couple of times, which may be a while if he keeps playing teams like the Cubs. You've got about 10 minutes away. We got Wheeler and Irving here, Phillies, Nats. Wheeler got a little roughed up last time out here at home. The Nats are pesky. You trust them. I mean, the Phillies aren't exactly hitting the cover off the ball coming off of that extra inning loss last night. So what are we doing in this game with Wheeler? Anything?
I mean, look, when you get Wheeler on the mound, and it's the Phillies right now, they're going to be so overpriced. There's such a premium on them given this spot. But Jake Irvin here is kind of, you know, not a bad pitcher to back. And, you know, in reality, if you look at this thing objectively here, I kind of feel like this Washington lineup against Wheeler has had a little bit of success. Conversely, I would say this Phillies lineup against Irvin hasn't really seen him all that much. So there may be a little bit of an edge here. But I would just say, look, I would not, even though the Nationals bullpen isn't bad, Joe, I wouldn't give the Phillies lineup at least eight cracks at the Nationals, right? So if you're going to bet Washington, you probably got to take him in the first five, take the half run at a manageable price to see if you can get out of there with a small lead or hope the Phillies bats just don't get going until the second or third time through the lineup.
So the Yanks rolling back home, taking on the White Sox, who, you know, well-documented, when you're a $2 underdog and you hit a winning streak, chances are you're going to be extremely profitable, and that they have been. But Nasty Nestor against Clevinger, I mean, the Yankees just took a team that won 17 out of 19, and they outscored them 14-1 in three games. So I don't know that that's a train I want to get in front of either, even at a $3 price here.
I think you just look Yankees team total. I mean, it's probably going to be juiced around minus 140, but that's really the only playable number here. You can't play in first five because you're still going to pay around minus 170, minus 180, given how big this number is. I personally don't trust Cortez. You know me. I don't think he's all that good. I mean, the guy's 1-4 with a 4 ERA, so I'm not going to get behind that at all. I mean, there's a way that you could look at this and take the over. The White Sox bats have started to wake up a little bit here, Joe. Like, not, like, great, but, you know, they're just not as terrible as they used to be. That's why they've been able to win games. So I would look at the Yankees team total. If you feel like the Yankees are the right side in some size, way, shape, or form, then I think that's a playable number. But beyond that, you know, this is one of these things that's outpriced the market for me.
The Mets are in my neck of the woods here, taking on the Marlins tonight. Marlins coming, had a day off yesterday. But this kid, Christian Scott, for the Mets, he appears to be the real deal here. I mean, not going to get a lot of publicity because he's not Paul Skeens. Taking on Luzardo, who was just hurt a little while ago. My goodness, feels like an under game here. What were you thinking of the Mets here on the road tonight?
The Mets feel like an under every time they go out at this rate. You know,
yeah. I mean,
it's just, if the Mets had that little hot streak there towards the end of April where they were scoring runs and it looked like they were going to be a team that, hey, maybe we shouldn't count them out just yet. And then the bats went back to being silent again. They're a tough act right now, especially against Luzardo, you know, but he hasn't been great this year either. You know, like Luzardo's had his struggles. For as good as he was last year, he has not looked like the same pitcher this year here. And it's pretty telling that the Mets are only like a minus 120. What are they? Minus 130 favorite against the worst team in baseball. You know, like that to me raises up a little bit of a red flag because it's like, wow, nobody is that short of a favorite against the Marlins other than, you know, really bad teams like the Nationals and White Sox. So I would stay away from this one as far as I can.
I saw that kid go up against your Atlanta Braves there, and I was thoroughly impressed with how he handled himself there. I don't think the Marlins are going to compare to the Braves lineup, so we'll see if he can keep this thing in the ballpark and keep it under. Do the Twins ever score any more runs? I guess the Guardians consider to be I guess they should be able to beat the Guardians, but will they?
Like, taking unders in baseball is, like, maniacally, you know, gut-wrenching just because of the extra innings thing. But, God, if there was ever two teams that aren't hitting the ball right now, it's Minnesota and Cleveland, and you got an 8.5, why not? Why not? Like, why not? At a minimum, exactly. Both those bullpens are pretty good. Cleveland's got the best bullpen ERA in baseball, and Minnesota's on top 12, you know, with a solid whip, and they don't give up a bunch of home runs or walks for that matter. So, yeah, I mean, I would just bet the straight under. As crazy as that is sometimes, man, you know, just the matchup screams to me under 8.5.
So I mentioned it earlier. It's been a coin flip. You don't know which Bassett is showing up, but he's usually been pretty decent at home. Yes. How are you looking at them tonight?
I played Blue Jays first five run line -0.5. I was around -118, -120. This is my big bet for the night. You know, I'm going to back Bassett after a couple of shaky starts. He got rocked by the Dodgers at home. Had that average quality start, a 6 innings, 3 runs. And then he was good on the road his last time out against the Phillies, which is a really good lineup. He went 6 1/3, gave up just 2 earned runs, and struck out 6. So, you know, I'm not sure which guy we're going to see here, but I got to trust the fact that Bassett at home is still really, really good. And Toronto at home has been scoring. So they are playing a Rays team that, despite what they just did in Boston, taking 3 of 4, is still an offense that doesn't score on the road. They've hit the second fewest home runs of any team. They're bottom 5 in runs scored.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
They're bottom 5 in batting average, OPS, and WRC plus on the road this year. So I got to trust that that Bassett could do what he needs to do, and Toronto will at least have a one-run lead here.
All right. Love that. Plenty of Major League Baseball coming up. We do have some NBA action, including Zeno's favorite team, the Knicks, in action here tonight. We'll get his thoughts on that game and the playoffs when Game Time Decisions continues here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Mark Zeno back in for another segment with us here as we get ready for your beloved New York Knicks here tonight. Zen, closeout time. Although this series has been anything about the road teams, the home teams continue to hold serve. Pacers have been very good at home, which you expect from a, you know, a younger and experienced team here. They're very comfortable there. Knicks, extra day of rest. Does it help? Is it not? Are we getting a game 7? What are you thinking here tonight?
I mean, Joe, you know, if you've been following the money on this thing, this morning there was Pacers -6.5 out there, and now it's down to -5. Look, I said all day long, 5.5 was way too much. 6.5 was insane. It was insane. And it felt like everybody jumped on the Pacers and all the money was flying to the Pacers. Now, again, full disclosure, I fully chickened out on this game. I could not get to the window on anything because I had about 12 looks that I thought all worked. My first initial gut reaction was Pacers team total over, right? Okay, Pacers are at home. They're going to score. The Knicks had their best defensive effort at home. There'll be some regression back. A lot of this series has been more over than under. The only unders have been the two blowouts that have happened, right? So, you know, that was my first thought. And then I started thinking a little more. I'm like, you know, the Knicks really showed me something. They are the better team here. And then I start thinking, like, we know Indy's defense stinks, right? Like, Indy may be able to – like, Indiana may be able to cover this game, but they cover it 120 to 110, right? They're not covering it by keeping the Knicks under 100 because their defense isn't that good. And so then I thought Knicks team total over 105.5 or 104.5, whatever it was this morning. And then I said, don't get cute. Just take the points. And I'm like, okay, I take the points. But again, that whole Pacers can win 115-108 and still cover this number. So I'm running through all these scenarios in my head and trying to figure out a game script of where this thing can go. I just, you know, and on top of that sits this whole narrative about how much more could Tom Thibodeau run these guys into the ground. Well, they've had an extra day off. They haven't played since Tuesday. Who does that favor? The Knicks and Jalen Brunson. So it's like, I don't know which team, which version of which team is going to show up here. My general gut reaction here is that this thing will probably go over and the Knicks will stay within a number. I don't know if that means the Knicks win, right? But I just know Indy's defense is not good enough. Unless the Knicks go out and shoot 30 less than 30% again like they did in game four, unless that shows up, the Knicks are going to score 105 points. So the best thing I can tell you to do, and even if they win the game, the Knicks aren't going to win this game 98-92, right? They're not keeping the Pacers in that. If they keep the Pacers below 100, it's because the Knicks have scored 120 and it's been a blowout.
So
the game script that seems to make the most sense for me is that the Knicks are going to go over their team total here. I just got too confused and couldn't get to the window, and now the numbers have all moved and everything else, and I can't talk myself into betting a bad number.
Yeah, I cut it in half. I just took the first half because I think that the Pacers being blown out by 30, those guys got some rest there too. At home, they have been absolutely phenomenal early. I just think points are coming for both teams. And I don't care. I don't know who's going to win, like you said, but I'm getting points early. I know that from both these teams because the Knicks' choice is, what choice do they have but to keep up?
I hope they close this out tonight. Like, let's just get this thing over with here so I can put full-on Boston Celtics hate into my timeline nonstop on social. I'm so ready for all of that. After all, I will find a way to bet against the Boston Celtics in every game in this series out of principle.
You might not get a chance, though, because they probably are going to have to. Here's how it's been working for the Celtics. The Celtics have this golden road paved to the Eastern Conference Finals like we've never seen. And now this series is probably going to go seven. Somebody else is probably going to get hurt. And then the Celtics are going to be like, really? But I'll tell you this, I ain't betting them game two. I'll tell you that. I don't care who they play. I am having the game, too. I am absolutely fading them.
Celtics cover the number game one, fade them in game two. That's the plan.
Yes.
All right, maybe they'll go on the Celtics game one. Done. Maybe I will.
Yes, so that'll be the big fade of the Celtics in that one.
Celtics minus 7.5?
Monsters.
Minus 8? Do you have any look-ahead lines out there for that? I would say Celtics minus 7. Celtics, I mean, the straight game one line, though. Celtics-Knicks, I think it's minus 7.5. Do you think it's lower than that?
It's going to be the same. I think it's higher for both, quite honestly. The minute that Ananobi is ruled out that he's not coming back for the playoffs, I don't know why everyone keeps holding hope on the hamstring. It's not going to happen. I think they'll be close to double-digit favorites over both these teams. I don't see how they're not, especially at home in the Garden. I mean, I think Indiana would give them a better game long term, but quite honestly, they could get boat raced. If they can't win a game on the road, and that's the other problem with these two teams, the Celtics are the only team that seem to get better on the road than they do at home. Well, so it's strange.
I think if you want to beat the Celtics, I actually think the style of Indiana, as you mentioned, probably is a little bit better. Yes. Because the Celtics, again, they play slow. This is not a team that runs up and down the floor. I know people think that they play with because they score a lot, but Boston is bottom 10 in the league in pace. They're just super efficient on the offensive end. They don't miss all that much, so they're able to score a lot more points than most teams. But so if the Knicks want to play the Celtics style and go one for one, the Celtics can beat them because they have more shooters, because they have better scorers across the board, especially with no Julius Randle in the game. So, if you're going to be the Pacers and just try to run and force and say, hey, you got to keep up with us, maybe you'll get tired down the stretch. That may be the best way to beat them. So I agree with you. I think maybe the Pacers are a little bit of a better matchup. However, if you're going to get into a slugfest, the Knicks are going to always have a puncher's chance, because if you're keeping this thing around the 90s to 100 range, under 105, then you're always a bucket or two winning the game.
That's correct. Well, and very few teams, the thing that makes the Celtics so unique is they have no problem throwing up 40 threes. And they make half. They make less than 35, 38, 30. That's still, it's just impossible to come back from. But you're right. Indiana, I think, would be the only one pace-wise that could keep them and give it a game. But they got to get past here tonight. Jin, enjoy the game. The Celtics aren't playing. We'll close it out next. Game time decision.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. It is game time decisions here as we look to close out this first hour on a loaded evening and loaded weekend across the sports betting landscape. Mark Zinno hanging with us here for the next couple of minutes. And Zen, you had a couple of other best bets in Major League Baseball. We talked about Toronto. You like them in the first five, laying a half a run. Give me an idea of what you're looking at here with the Milwaukee Brewers tonight.
Yeah, I mean, like, have the Houston Astros turned it around? Like, I think there's a general logic that people think that they have, and I don't think that they have. I don't think that they're that good at all. So I think this is mispriced here with Freddy Peralta on the mound. I'll take the Brewers first five money line here at a minus 120 price. I still think odds makers are pricing the Astros wrong and giving them the benefit of doubt. Now, granted, again, the Astros have won what, five straight, but they did that against pretty subpar competition, if I recall correctly here. So I'm not going to sit here against Freddy Peralta and step in front of him. He's got, great stuff this year, and he's a guy I really enjoy backing, and especially against Hunter Brown, who's 0-4 with a 7.79 ERA and a 2.01 whip, for crying out loud. Like, you're going to make this an even money bet with any pitcher with a 7 ERA? Are you kidding me?
Yep.
There's no way these two teams should be close to even. Milwaukee should be a much heavier favorite in this game.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Split down the middle there, pick 'em price in the full game.
It's the Tigers and the A's that the Astros just beat up on. Like, what are we doing here?
Right. Exactly. And the Brewers, bats, if they come to play here, 7.5 is that total, which is also interesting. What about your Braves? We're not stepping in front of Fried, obviously, but there's a lot of Padre money coming in here. What are we missing here?
I don't know. I mean, I think people are looking at the Braves under streak and going, okay, well, this is a team that can score runs and they'll be able to outscore the Braves because they've been going under so much. But again, look at the Braves' recent run here, and where they've been. They scored 7 against the Cubs. They scored 4 against the Mets. They scored 5 against the 6 against the Mets. I mean, they scored 7 in a loss against the Mets. So it's like, They're not like getting, they're not completely getting shut out here. In this under streak, if you look at what their pitchers are giving up, 2-0, 2-1, 4-0, 0, and then 7 to the Cubs. Like, part of the reason they're under so much is because their pitching has been really, really good. So they're facing right now a Matt Waldron, who is also not a very good pitcher. Write this down, folks. Matt Waldron, okay? Has an ERA of 5.49 with a 1.45 whip. The Braves have destroyed right-handed pitching at home. They're top five in batting average, OPS, and WRC plus against righties at home. In fact, they own Major League Baseball's best batting average at 273 at home against righties. So Max Fried has been very good. You know, he had a couple of bad starts to start the year. That's why his ERA looks a tad high at 3.57. But you go over his last couple of starts, he's been absolutely money. In three of his last four starts, he hasn't allowed a run. The only time he did it was against the Dodgers. So you kind of wipe that off the slate. We know the Padres aren't as good as the Dodgers. But overall, he's been really good this year. And with the exception of a bad start against Arizona, you know, I feel really good about Fried here, a guy in a contract year. So I'll take the Braves team total over to score enough runs in this spot here. I think they get to five.
I'm looking at it now. The Braves are exactly the same price money line with in the first five as they are the full game. So I'll take Fried over Waldron. Like I do you know what I mean? I'll take Atlanta over them all day long. Mark Zeno, always a pleasure, man. Enjoy the weekend. We appreciate you stopping by. And of course, we still go have Knicks. Much more to get to here coming. I knew he was going to do it. As long as the Celtics aren't involved, he was going to have a fun night here tonight. But we still got plenty more to get to here coming up on Game Time Decisions. As going to talk a little NHL hockey here. The Florida Panthers in action tonight coming up against the Boston Bruins. Game six. Can the Panthers finally get it done? Close them out here. And coming up a little bit later after that, can the Colorado Avalanche, can they, now that they have figured out how to score and win a game against Dallas, can they turn that into a little bit of a winning streak here and get this thing to a game seven? They're at home. They got to take on Dallas. They got to win another one to get to a game seven. These are huge games in the NHL here tonight. And coming up, our good friend George Kurtz will tell you how he wishes the Islanders were still involved, but that's not going to take place here. In the meantime, we'll have an update here in Major League Baseball with some of these games when Game Time Decisions continues here on the grid.